Dave, how are you?
You're like a bad penny. You never know where you're going to show up.
I know. I'm absolutely all over the place the last while. I'm in London today. Sorry, I'm Primrose Hill. Never hear of it.
Far from Primrose Hill, you were reared in County Cavan.
I know.
I believe you've got big news coming soon, but you can't talk about it. Is that right?
Yeah. No, it's a surprise, I suppose, at this stage. I can't wait to kind of be allowed to talk about it, but I've been working on it since last March. So all will be revealed very, very soon.
Hang on a second. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. You're going to be a dad, aren't you?
No.
Hold on a second. That's about 9 months ago.
Sorry, no. I'm only 20.
We'll await your I'm not a daddy news. So what's happening at Leopardstown this weekend? The Dublin Racing Festival. You're coming back for that?
Absolutely, yeah. Year three at the races. And I tell you what, I enjoy it every year. So it's basically, my job is just basically cooking demos. I kind of have it easy enough. I do two there this year on the Saturday. And you've got Joe Shannon from the Radisson Blue. You see him on Ireland AM quite a lot. He's there on the Sunday as well. What I like about the race is it's kind of like family orientated, so it's a good day for the whole family, basically. It's enjoyable. I'm working with Flowgas for the last 3 years at it as well, so they've been a great support to us. And I kind of just go, and it doesn't feel like work, to be honest with you. It feels like I'm just at the actual festival enjoying it myself.
And how do you prepare, Adrian, for something like this? Do you have recipes ready? Do you have your demo in your head? Do you trot out something that you found was very popular in the past at another show, or what do you do?
Yeah, I suppose for demos, like, people think you just rock up and you just cook something out of nowhere. So we have to do the whole setup, regards like the kitchen and things like that. So we supply all of that ourselves. Actually, my dad's company does that, Martin Event Management. But I kind of find, especially with family-oriented kind of crowds, so a lot of mums and dads are very interested in kind of baking and cooking and simple ingredients and simple food. So it kind of ties in nicely. So I find even doing bread recipes, like soda bread. So I do a really nice soda bread one. I'm actually doing it this Saturday. It's a lemon and thyme soda bread. Your very, very simple, basic soda, but then just added a few little ingredients to give it that kind of lift. And then I show people how to kind of elevate that dish themselves at home. So by adding kind of things, like if you dice some chorizo and fried it off with some rosemary, you can add it in, cheese and caramelized onion into the bread. So it's kind of giving them variations of recipes to use at home, quite regularly. And they're midweek meals, so you can't go wrong with satays and curries and things like that are kind of useful that you can whip up in about 20 minutes. So
I've never heard of chorizo in soda bread before. It sounds yum.
Yeah, it's so good, yeah. Yeah, diced up, fry it off, drain the oil. So you put it into the dry mix of it. So you basically have your flour. It's normally a soda bread. It's 500 grams. It's actually my granny showed me this one years ago. It's 500 grams of plain flour. You have a teaspoon of baking powder. And most people use bicarbonate of soda. So this gives you two different textures. This is her tip, but baking powder gives you a spongy texture. Bicarbonate of soda gives you more of a crust on it. There's two different textures it can give you. Salt, a little pinch of sugar, and then your flavor. So chorizo diced up, fried, drain the oil off, diced up into that kind of dry mixture. And then you just add your buttermilk to it, fold the butter through to get a kind of nice, kind of sticky consistency. Oil your tray, onto the tray. Normally we cut across on it. 180, normally, I'd say, I think they're 1 and 3, but don't quote me on it. I'm not 100% sure yet. I'll find out. I should know this. I'm on radio.
I'll check the website, leopardstown.com. You just remember the time of your flight back from London and make sure you're there, please.
Exactly, yeah. It would indeed.
Chef Adrian Martin, it's always a pleasure. I'll chat to you soon.
Dave, thank you.